Chuck Woolery joins us. You've seen him on television for years, and he's produced a series of videos regarding the state of our nation. Mr. Woolery, thank you so much for joining us on America's Radio News.
Well, it's nice to be with you. I'm busy looking up the word apoplectic and also trying to figure out if Laurie will like the smell of me after this is over.
Probably not, but, you know, we'll give it a shot.
Well, tell me about the videos you're producing. We actually played some audio from one of them the other day about, hey, write a check if you don't like the tax structure.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're just having a little bit of fun with Washington, as everybody else is, and we did a few videos that we got three more in the can, and we're just attacking the obvious, pointing out the obvious to everybody with hopefully a humorous way.
What is the
People
obvious?
Seem to enjoy it.
What's the obvious?
Well, the obvious on the last one, or the first one we put out, was that Matt Damon and Warren Buffett and people like that were stepping up saying, you know, we really need to pay more money. We're really rich, and we've got to do this. And so I found a place in the tax code that on page 88 in the preparation section of the tax code that actually allows you to do that. So I was just pointing out the obvious to them. If they want to do it, please step up. Start. They don't have to wait for Congress. They can actually start this on their own.
Right. Well, I mean, do you think Warren Buffett should have a lower tax rate than his secretary?
Do I think Warren Buffett should have a lower tax rate than his secretary?
Right.
Well, no, I think Warren Buffett should just give all the money he wants to give to the government. I mean, it's his money. He can do what he wants to with it. It's our money. It's his secretary's money. I mean, I feel like the less money it goes to government, the better off we are. Smaller government, more people get to keep their money, and that's the way it should be. That's personally me. I'm a small government guy. Decentralized government, that's what I like.
Have you heard from Matt Damon, by the way?
No, and I probably never will. Just as a, you know, I mean.
What?
You know, the funny thing about this is the Alec Baldwins and Matt Damon's, all, they're very smart people. I mean,
sure.
Have you ever heard them defend their position? I mean, they're bright, they're articulate. I don't understand why they don't get it. And it must be just kind of a Hollywood kind of thing. I mean, I lived there 35 years, and, boy, you don't dare say anything that's conservative in that town, or you're just done.
Now, I've heard that. I've heard people say that before, and I've always wondered if that was an exaggeration.
That's the way it is.
Is it really?
I live there. Yeah, absolutely. And it's done in a very subtle way. You know, they'll argue with you on set, or they'll argue with you off set, and you'll try to explain why you feel the way you do. Number one, they think you're stupid, and they're very arrogant about how you feel, no matter how articulate you articulate your points, and then. When it comes to a meeting, I'll just use myself as an example. You have a meeting with production staff, with NBC, CBS, ABC, whoever it is, and they say, well, look, let's get Chuck Woolery. His demographics are really good, and, you know, people seem to like him. He's had a very successful career, and I think it would help the show that's coming along. And one person in the room only has to say this. You know, I know how you feel about him, but, you know, there's some problems that you really don't want to address, and that's the end of it. That's the code for he's not one of us. Don't go there.
All right.
And I'm using myself as an example. That happens to other people as well.
I got to ask you. You know, I mean, you are the game show host extraordinaire. You know, I'd be remiss not to at least ask you something pertaining to your long career as a game show host. You've got Love Connection, Scrabble, The Dating Game, which I know was your favorite, Greed, and Lingo.
Well, you left out Wheel of Fortune. I brought that on the air for NBC.
Right. Okay. was the dating game? I know. It's just the dry sense of humor is clashing here, right? Was the dating game your favorite? Really, honestly, tell the truth. Did you love getting those folks together? Which one?
Yeah, Love Connection was fun because I never knew what they were going to say. I didn't know anything about what had taken place, so I watched it kind of like the audience watched it. I really was kind of a surrogate audience. And so, it was fun to kind of watch them melt down in front of me and not know why.
All right.
It was really fun to go to work every day.
Chuck Woolery with us on America's Radio News. Where do we find the videos, by the way?
Well, they were on Breitbart. They started on Breitbart, and then they were on Glenn Beck's, I guess, The Blaze.
Mm-hmm.
That was 2 or 3 days ago, and I think these things have a life of about 2 days. So
yeah.
YouTube would probably be the best bet.
Okay, Chuck Woolery, thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
It's nice to talk with you.
All right,
have a good day.